Yo, it's 11:46 a.m. So that's 10 minutes earlier than yesterday. Progress. Baby steps. What did I do last night? Fuck, man. I ate Chinese food and watched Carbonara Effect. I never heard it. I mean, I heard of the show because I see the posters all over the subway here. And I'm like, what the fuck is this show? Carbonara Effect. The whatever effect. What's the fuck is that? And then they put it on Netflix. And I'm like, this is the best show. He just does magic pranks. If you like magic and you like pranks, boom, there's your show. So I watched a bunch of that. I should have been out trying to further my career, but magic. So I guess we'll look at the news. Sorry, yesterday's episode was so bad. I realized after it was over, I was like, man, that was really bad. I didn't even want to put it up, but got to put up something. And out of, like, what was that, 512, it couldn't, maybe it was the worst. There's a chance. It is definitely in the, you know, in the top tier of bad. This one isn't looking too good either so far. Not really, you know, things aren't flowing out of me. I'm not having like a bunch of insights because, I just wake up and my first, the idea for this show, it's really taken me to episode 513 to realize, maybe it's not the best idea. But that still won't stop me from doing it. I don't know what will. I would think, all right, if I got like a, yeah, if I got a writing job, it would probably stop me from, then I'd say, okay, thanks everybody. I got a full day. I can't wake up at noon and babble into my phone and read the news that because I have nothing else to say. And here's the news. Breaking news. Canada set to become largest country with legal pot sales. Canada's just killing us. They got the handsome young prime minister, which I guess is still a president, but they call him a prime minister. Don't they get embarrassed by that prime? Why don't they switch over to president? Just go ahead. It'll feel good. Prime minister. What does that even mean? You're not England. Get the queen off your money and start saying president. That's my suggestion. I will, if they switch from prime minister to president, I'll move to Canada. Well, it's kind of an empty threat because they won't let me in, I don't think. Well, they'll let me into the country, but I don't think that I can just move there. There's immigration laws. So we'll see. But I'll give it a go. I'll go over there and see if they notice. I'll just say, hey, no, I'm a Canadian. I lost my birth certificate. Can I get a new one? I don't know where I was born. I was born in a barn. So there's no hospital records. But you don't believe me? Are you trying to say I'm not a real Canadian? And then I'll get them to feel kind of bad. But oh no, I wouldn't call you a liar. Of course, here's a birth certificate. I'll be like, fuck yeah, I'm Canadian now. And then I'll be like, what's my social security number? And they're like, you're an American. We don't got that. We just use your phone number. I don't know what they do over there. They must have some identification. Maybe they have a special tattoo. Maybe do you have the? We'll have to look at your scalp, see if you got the tattoo. Nope. No maple leaf. Go back to Minnesota, you piece of shit. All right. 125-year-old Sears to file for bankruptcy. Yeah, who wants to shop at Sears, man? That's their fault. Does anybody have... It's a 125... But where's the first Sears? We don't know. It's not like there's some, like, ye old Sears somewhere with, like, saloon doors on it. It's just the shitty fucking store in a mall that nobody wants to go in. That's not 125 years old. So quit trying to play up your history there, Sears. You should have been more historic and not just look like a Kmart that has washers and dryers and shit. And do they have that at Kmart? I don't know. I like Kmart. I like this. It's not like I was in a Sears in somewhere in Florida, and the place is depressing as shit. It was like the half the lights were like burnt out, and there's just like empty space because they just don't have enough stuff anymore. And it looked like it was already closed, but it's just like they just kept going. So, sorry if you're a Sears fan. Georgia police called on black man babysitting white kids. I don't know how many of these stories have to go national before white people stop with the fucking bullshit and calling the cops on people doing normal shit. Jesus fucking Christ. It's so embarrassing. And it's and then there are these people that are like, why would you have white guilt? Well, here you go, motherfucker. That's why. Why don't you have it? Oh, because you're an asshole. That's all. It's how do you... I understand either white guilt is... Or any kind of like, oh, I'm not that person, so why should I feel bad? But I do. So fucking what? The anti-white guilt people, what's their deal? What are you worried about me for? God, why doesn't everybody just leave fucking people alone? Why are you calling the cops on somebody who's not like fucking... if you see somebody hitting somebody, you see somebody, I don't know, like fucking breaking into a house, like literally, like open, you know, all right. If you see somebody, setting something on fire, hurting an animal. There you go. There's a good one. You knowing like a motherfucker today, and I'm sorry. And what? You know, and you do know, because you listen to this show and you're a good person. You're not the ones calling police on people. Fucking rats. UK Supreme Court backs bakery that refused to make gay wedding cake. Well, there you go. All you people that don't like gay people or don't want to bake for gay people can go to England and open up a nice no gays allowed bakery. And then you can make your pastry and know that it won't be enjoyed by a homosexual. You know, I'll go to Canada. You go to England. And then I don't know who's left in America. But we all get what we want. Let's do one more. And then... let's see. 13 men, including Disney resort cook, arrested in undercover Florida online child predator bust. Well, talk about white guilt, man guilt. Because who's the I know there's some teachers that get arrested for having sex with their students, like women teachers that get arrested for having sex with like students. But if there's somebody looking for to have sex with a child online, like every time, man, if you want to profile sexual fucking predator of children, man, you can go with that. Right off, oh, we got somebody molested a child. Where is he? Let's find him. I didn't say who it was yet. Could be a woman. Is it? No. Always. If women start making strides in that field, then I don't. We're gonna. That's the end times. That's how we know it's coming towards the day of the apocalypse. There's women child molesters, like, running around. And I'm not talking about... there's some, I understand, but so few. All right. I ended on child molestation. I don't know why I talk about it so... Well, pedophiles just, you know, they come up in the news a lot. They're newsworthy. What can I do? I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.